around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Show, everyone. The clock in our studio says it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, August 2nd, as we broadcast this show live. And as we begin the second hour of today's program, well, the National Communal Forum is going to kick off these next 60 minutes. The NCF, as we like to refer to it internally, it's, you know, our part of the show where we get to share some love with our local stations that we have, talk national matters impacting areas where we have affiliates. We discuss politics, local happenings, travel, tourism, or put another way, this is the 280th week since we added this segment to the show, and it's our way to give you real-time reports that you're just not going to hear about anywhere else. So we have three stations from our network of nearly 610 affiliates now that were chosen to join us today. Mary, who are they?
We do. So from Seattle, we have AM 1300 KKOL Radio, and we have host Luciana Bob with us. We have Brad James, Vice President of Programming and Operations at AM 1040 and FM 94.5. That's WHBO Radio. They are here. That's in the Tampa DMA. And also holding is Chris Lawrence, host with our Charleston, West Virginia affiliate, AM 580, FM 96.5, and FM 104.5 WCHS Radio.
Well, they're blanketing down there. So hello, everyone. Good morning and welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, good morning to everybody. Appreciate that. Chris, I'm going to start with you in America's 35th state. A few years ago now, Mary and I were there in West Virginia broadcasting this show live from the historic Greenbrier Resort as part of our big Let's Go America tour events. Then Governor and now current Senator Jim Justice, whose family owns the Greenbrier, well, he was en route to join us live on air. He was about 15 minutes away, maybe a little less, when something serious happened. And his car was turned around at Midway and sent back to Charleston. I'm sharing that because we really enjoyed spending time in the nearby town of Lewisburg. And last week on our show for the Preferred Travel Panel, we focused on state fairs. Yours is set to begin this Thursday on August 7th. So does your station broadcast from the fair, and what makes your state fair unique and worth attending?
Well, unlike other state fairs, first of all, we do not broadcast from the state fair here in Charleston. However, several radio stations in our company do that are down in that part of the state. The uniqueness of that fair is, unlike other state fairs, it's not in our state capital because it's in the Greenbrier Valley, which is what that area is called. And that's really where a lot of the agriculture in West Virginia is centered along the Virginia border. So it draws probably as many people from the state of Virginia as it does West Virginia for that 10-day celebration.
I mean, that's a beautiful part of your state as well. Yeah. Absolutely. So do you have anything that you like to go when you have gone to the state fair?
I always hit the Three Little Pigs. I love their barbecue, and you can't go wrong with a corn dog.
No, you cannot.
You're speaking our language. All right, let's head to Seattle, a city Robert and I have enjoyed a number of times. And actually, this show is powered by coffee from nearby Camino Island every Saturday.
Yes, it is.
So, Luciana, lots going on. Your Seattle Matters made some major trades this week. It's Fleet Week, I heard, in Seattle, and there's a huge investment that's been put into the waterfront area. We actually talked about this on the show last year, but apparently, I think it's to the tune of $800 million, but apparently you were there this week, I heard, down by the waterfront. And I'd love a first-person report because it looks like it's coming together nicely.
Oh, it looks beautiful. We went there for a walk, not expecting to see much improvement after the last time we were there. Mm-hmm. But no, they are done, it looks. There's like new art. It looks more like a fair. It's more inviting. There are the Pier 58 got reopened, and it has a park, and now there are concerts in summer. There was like a basketball demonstration, so kids could grab a basketball and start playing. And this week, because of Fleet Week, we had demonstrations with the boats, and the fire department had their helicopter doing a rescue. And so kids were super excited because they dropped like a dummy in the water, and they were like, what is that, a human?
Yeah.
So it was really cute to be there.
Well, I'm so glad to hear, because a lot's been invested. That's a great area. But
we've spent time up there.
It did need some work.
Aquarium.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And you're correct. The Mariners did make a number of trades there. So they got the third baseman we wanted here in New York with the Yankees. So, Brad, you know, we just welcomed your station to our national network a few weeks ago. It pushed us to actually 609 weekly stations. We thanked you on air. I'll just thank you right now. Voice to voice. So, you know, Mary and I, we've regularly traveled down to your area for years. We have both family and some of the team in the Sarasota and Venice area that's to your south. You're just across from Tampa in the St. Petersburg side, you know, Pinellas Park. So I want to know, how's the radio business these days for you? And are you enjoying the influx of people moving to your area from out of state?
Well, the radio business is fantastic for us. It always has been. Tampa's a great radio market, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, and we pretty much bring in Sarasota, Bradenton into that as well. So, yeah, it's a great radio market, and things are going quite well for us.
What about the people that you've seen move in pretty much since the pandemic?
Well, you know what? There has been a lot of people moving to Florida, but then when we had a couple of hurricanes, really devastating hurricanes last year, you're seeing some of those people think twice about moving to Florida because, you know, it is something to think about. As a matter of fact, you've got the L.A. Dodgers in town this weekend to play our Tampa Bay Rays, and they're playing at Steinbrenner Field, which is an outdoor stadium, because Tropicana Field, the roof was torn off of it last year in October by Hurricane Milton. So normally is a very, very comfortable game to go watch, 75 degrees in air conditioning this weekend, you're going to be watching the Dodgers in what has been extreme heat here in Central Florida, 95 degrees probably today at game time.
Yeah, that's been a disadvantage for the team this year. I know they're playing over at Steinbrenner Field, and no question about that. Yeah. So, all right, so Mary.
All right, so last question from us today, and we do need quick answers on this. Are you excited for America's 250 celebrations that are ahead for our country, and should travelers put your area on their radar as a place to go celebrate America? We'll start with Brad.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it. We're excited about it. There's so many things in the Bay Area. There's going to be a lot. You know, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Sarasota, Bradenton, this is a big area. And it's a very patriotic area. And there will be lots of festivities, lots of things going on.
Luciana?
And, of course, we've got the most beautiful, beautiful hotels in the country
here. It's a great area. Luciana, real quick.
Thank you, Luciana.
Yeah, we have Seattle Fleet Week this week, so it's a tradition of over 50 years
in
which the U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Navy ships, and the Seattle Fire Department allow people in to go in and tour their ships.
Real quick, Chris, we need about 15 seconds.
All right, just come and see us. West Virginia was born out of conflict when we decided not to go to the South, and we like to call ourselves the best Virginia. Come see us.
Well, you have a beautiful state there for sure. We've enjoyed every trip there. Actually, all three of the areas.
Three
that
great
we
areas in the country.
No pressure.
Thank you.
Listen, all three of you, thank you very much for spending a little bit of your Saturday morning with us. We could not do the show without you. We love being able to interact with all of the stations out there. So have a great weekend, okay? Folks, after this quick sponsors break, mom and daughter travel intersects with a personal connection. We'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The hardest part about cooking or grilling meat, steaks, chicken, or fish is being tethered to a hot stove or barbecue and constantly checking it. Well, those days are gone. Chef IQ Sense is a smart, simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever you're cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and much smarter. Just in time for summer grilling, they've announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com and use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, for 15% off. That's chefiq.com, promo code CARRY, for 15% off, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite, Everyday Earbuds Classic, is back better than ever. Now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds or visit armworldtravel.com. True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from the NCF, now to the PC on your favorite travel radio show. Here we go with today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
As America turns 250, let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America's not just something to remember. It is something to go and experience.
Yeah, absolutely. We have such a great country, folks. You know, Colette, they've been guiding travelers across the U.S. now for over a century. They offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. So go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America great and travel unforgettable. Visit GoColette.com/United States for all the info and show specials, or just go to RMWorldTravel.com, click under sponsors.
All right. Mother-daughter duo Dr. Evelyn Kelly and Natalie Kelly have traveled to 7 continents, more than 85 countries, and all 50 states. When not traveling, Evelyn loves to write. She's taught at 4 universities and written a popular travel series called Armchair Adventures. Natalie's the CEO of a Florida state organization, and she's been a director in the Florida Senate and also enjoys writing. Together, they've written Have a Love Affair with Travel. It's part of the reason we invited them to join us for today's personal connection.
Evelyn and Natalie, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, great having the both of you on with us this morning. So, you know, on this program, since it's syndicated radio, we have to sometimes paint pictures with words. And as we share your story with listeners across the country, Evelyn, I'm going to begin with you, taking you back to the early 90s and have you share how your travels with your daughter, Natalie, got started.
It started with I lost. I ran for a political office and we lost. And my husband said, well, why don't you and Natalie go to Europe? And we said, oh, you know, we don't have money. We don't have time. And who's going to watch the dogs? He said, just go and I will watch the dogs. And that is the way we started.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. And that is such a great example of how a loss can really just send
Turn
you on your journey,
positive.
Literally. And look at you now, ladies. Natalie, I want to give our listeners a quote from the book that you wrote with your mom. I'm going to read the quote, and then I'd like for you to expand on it a little bit. I think this is a terrific quote. We show the difference between tourists and travelers. A tourist wants to escape life, looking for the comforts and conveniences of home, while a traveler wants to experience life and seeks to understand the culture and adapt. Go for it, Natalie.
We have a passion to learn about people, about cultures, the way they live, what they eat, what they do. And in order to understand other people, it makes us understand about our lives and our country and really how fortunate we are to live in this wonderful country. So that's, to me, is the difference between a traveler or, you know, a visitor. You know, what we want to do is we learn about the people. So we just don't go there and take pictures and then put it on, you know, Instagram and there mm-hmm. you go. No, we want to learn about the people. We want to learn about travel. And you know what? We want other people. We encourage people to go and travel and do the same thing.
Well, you're on the right program for that, for sure, certainly. So listen, you know, you're both joining us on the program today for our personal connection segment. And it's the part of the show where we talk about how travel has impact, it transforms, really just through meaningful experiences. So Evelyn, I'd enjoy hearing what travel means to you and talk about what it's like traveling with your daughter.
what it means to me is that I have learned my daughter. It means that we know how to share, and I think that is the main thing. We both have our personalities. For example, I like to get up in the morning. I like to write, and she likes to stay up at night, and she likes to take pictures. So together, we work a whole system in which we travel together. So that means so much to each one of us. And that is what we have developed over the years.
Flexibility and the ability to adapt, all very important things in travel. So, Natalie, similar question.
I have an illustration I can tell you.
Go right ahead, Evelyn.
Okay. We were in Prague, and I was so excited about going to the opera and listening to Verdi's Nabucco. And Natalie wasn't excited at all. So she went out being bored after a while. And there was a group of guys over there talking about college football. So she went and joined them. So you can see I love the opera, and she loves talking about college football, and both of us.
Listen, just two different types of culture, that's all it is.
You're both learning from each other, too. I love it. All right, Natalie, you get a chance to respond to your mom there. Your personal thoughts on what you enjoy with all your travels with your mom.
Oh, you know, this is so funny. I get this question asked. I'm telling you, everybody asks this question. How can you travel with your mother? Your mother's 90 years old. Yes, she is. And her goal is to make, before she turns 100, mm-hmm. to make 100 countries. And we're almost there. We have 11 more to go. But I'm going to tell you, it has developed a bond, a real tight bond.
Now, sure
we have always been close. Mm-hmm. But because of travel, it has developed much more of a bond where, now it's so much easier. I come here and I live with her a lot. Even though I actually live in another city, I come here a lot and stay with her. And I really had to attribute a lot of that to travel because we've learned about each other. We learned what she likes, what I like, what I don't like and what we like to do. We're very, very, very independent women, and we allow for that. And so it has been very helpful.
Well, I say God bless, number one. You're 11 away. You got to make sure that happens.
It'll happen,
however that's done. But, think about it right now. With all of the areas that you've both visited, you've clearly had many memorable moments. I mean, Evelyn, what you just shared, that's kind of funny. I love the culture you both were having in Prague. But I'm sure this question won't be an easy one with all the places you have been. But can you pinpoint one that you'd like to share for today's travel conversation that really means something to you? Natalie, we're going to start with you on this one.
I will. I have a place that most people would have no desire to go, and I didn't either, and that was Antarctica. I had an opportunity, and we went to Antarctica, and were able to get onto the continent 9 times. I had no desire.
Was it Drake Passage?
It was wonderful.
Was it Drake Passage the reason you didn't want to go?
No, okay. No, it wasn't that. I didn't even know anything about it, of course, until we went through it.
Surprise!
But it is beautiful, all shades of blue. And it's just this serene. I'm telling you, that really supported my move towards mental wellness. Just the beauty of Antarctica. Huh. I will go back one day.
What you just said there, I love, because that is travel. All of a sudden, you know what? It just changes you.
Especially
it is
if you want to go back.
So, Evelyn, what do you say to that?
I will say to you that the place that I enjoyed the most was Vietnam and Cambodia. Now, you would say, oh, my goodness. And there are a lot of people that say, oh, I will not go back to Vietnam. But they are a wonderful group of people, and they are, it was such a wonderful experience. And I had a memorable statement that I would like to give to you.
Okay.
When you go to Vietnam and try to cross the road, the scooters, the tuk-tuks, whatever, are coming at you 90 miles an hour. And you look at them, and the leader says to you, okay, just follow me. And we said, uh-uh, no way. He said, it's an old Vietnamese secret. When you cross the road, you look forward, you never look back, and that way they never hit you. That's what we did.
You
know what? I love that. And that right there is words to live by. So I will throw out one more thing, I guess, to you. You know, we talked about the world and so forth. Someplace here in the U.S. that really made an impact on you. You only have about 50 seconds, so I need about a 20-second answer from each of you.
All right, really quickly, Lake Tahoe is wonderful. We went there, the whole area. We went to Virginia City. We went to Donner Pass. And we went to Carson City. So it was wonderful, and I enjoyed that.
Natalie?
You know what? I have one more. I wanted to say I really enjoyed going to South Dakota and Montana area. Never had any desire to do it, but when I went there and I saw the beauty of that area.
It's unforgettable.
You know, it's very serene. I loved it.
What a wonderful time with you ladies today. Evelyn and Natalie, we really enjoyed connecting with you. Folks listening, you can find Evelyn and Natalie's book at a bookstore near you or online. The title again is Have a Love Affair with Travel, Your Ticket to an Exhilarating Life. Both of you, enjoy the weekend and thank you.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, there they go.
Oh, my gosh. We should try to line up some of our travels with them.
Oh, they would love
seriously.
Like,
what fun.
And by the way,
say that for certain.
She's got to get to the other 11 countries. Has to make it happen.
She will. Of course she will.
All right. We are about to step aside for some sponsor messages and our local stations that can update you during this bottom of the hour break. Still to come today are deals of the week. Rudy's getting those ready right now. And in about 20 minutes, Mary and I will answer listener emails.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. If you struggle with weight and you're a lot heavier than you want to be, you need to know about Caralluma. This is an edible cactus that grows in India and is a natural appetite suppressant. Caralluma is just one of the all-natural ingredients doctors have added to a remarkable weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. If you have a weight loss goal but injections aren't for you, the doctors who formulated Lean shared with us that this supplement is as close as science has come to giving you all the benefits of those popular injections. Lean was created to help maintain healthy blood sugar and help control appetite and cravings. But the rare ingredients in Lean are also designed to help burn fat by converting fat into energy. And the best part? No needles, just real results. Doctors created a healthier way to lose weight by capturing the power of natural ingredients like Caralluma. So accept our invitation to get you started with 20% off when you use the code CARY, C-A-R-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off of the code CARY at TakeLean.com. Or as always, you can find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, I'm delighted to have for our Right Stuff segment today an unusual book. It's a book about Disney parks, but it's not your average guides for kids. This is a book for adults. A.J. Wolf's our author of the moment. Generally, she's the creator and curator of the DisneyFoodBlock.com, but she's just come out with a new book titled Disney Adults, subtitled Exploring and Falling in Love with a Magical Subculture. You see, AJ is an all-grown-up Disney park addict. Let me quote from her book. Quote, I've been one of those grown-ups racking up credit card debt to escape the grind of my daily life with trips to Disney World. I've gotten weirdly competitive about Disney trivias. I've spent actual dollars in Japan on a Mickey-shaped snowman plush toy called a Snow-Snow. I purchased at least three outfits for it. And I've got several popcorn buckets, which are plastic buckets shaped like Disney characters in which popcorn is served in the theme parks, that were so exclusive they demanded up to a six-hour queue in line to procure. End quote. AJ Wolf, welcome to the show. Have you sought professional help for this?
Oh, Rudy, there's so many things in line before that I need professional help for.
All right, you say your love for all things Disney began with your dad taking you on trips when you were young to Epcot Center in Orlando, mm-hmm. but probably many folks fell in love when they were young. But you argue that adults too can approach Disney with enthusiasm. Please explain.
Yeah, adults absolutely can approach with enthusiasm. I think a lot of adults do fall in love with it as kids, or they have some sort of a connection with someone who is a Disney fan when they get older. So maybe they married and their spouse is a huge Disney fan, and so they kind of adopt that love as well. The interesting thing is that Disney parks are absolutely created for adults too. At this point, there's even adult only restaurants and lounges in the Disney theme parks. So they, you know, they're not trying to get rid of that particular group.
AJ, you, I know you went there as a kid and you fell in love with Disney, but then you went in your early 20s. You had a roommate. You didn't live in Florida. You had a roommate who took seriously ill. Neither of you had much money, but you took a trip to Orlando to chase the blues, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It ended up, we had a trip planned already. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, we decided to go ahead and go anyway. There wasn't anything we could do back in New York to fix the situation. And so we went to this place that brought us joy and happiness and took us out of the situation so that we could process what needed to be processed.
Your book offers ways for adults to enjoy Disney as adults. But you also say, and again, I'm quoting from your book, these Disney adults are often maligned in mainstream culture and put on a particularly high pedestal of cringe. But in truth, their obsessive fandom hints at a universal desire for pleasure and joy, for magic and escape. What are a couple things when you go, you approach as an adult different than you would have as a kid, besides an adult, all-adult restaurant, obviously?
Right. Absolutely. Food I approach differently than I would as a kid, for
right.
sure. But I also approach, you know, the rides, the attractions, the shows differently. Now I'm sort of looking at the Imagineering and the theming and how Disney sort of decided to construct those rides or shows in order to almost psychologically keep bringing us back. To me, that's fascinating. So I look at it from kind of an engineering and anthropological standpoint when I go to Disney, especially by myself. But when I go with family and friends, it's approached differently once again, right? Because if you've got a kid, you're going to look at it through their eyes. My mom is 83. I took her to Disney World last year, and I had to figure out, okay, where are the wheelchair ramps? How much time in that heat can my mom take? So again, you're looking at it completely differently and having a different trip every time, but there's always something for everyone.
How often do you go now?
I go probably 12 times a year to
Disney
World.
Wait a minute, where do you live?
This is my job, though. I live in Dallas, Texas.
You live in Dallas, Texas? Do you go to both Disney parks in the United States?
Yes, yeah.
12 times? That's once a month.
I know. I know. But it is my job, Rudy. It's my job.
Okay. Well, I just can't believe that. That's amazing. I mean, do you find something new every time?
Oh, for sure. Disney's building brand new rides, brand new restaurants, new stuff all the time. They're infusing about $60 million into their theme parks right now to build new stuff and lands and hotels. And there is always something new.
Okay. The author is A.J. Wolf. That's with an E on the end. Wolf with an E on the end. The book is called Disney Adults, Exploring and Falling in Love with a Magical Subculture. You can find it on Amazon or wherever books are sold, as well as on her website, A.J. Wolf. Again, put an E on the end of Wolf. AJWolf.com. A.J., thank you for joining us. Have a great, great next trip to Disney, huh?
Thanks. I'm going next week, Rudy. I'll see you there.
Unbelievable. From Dallas. Thanks for joining us, AJ. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
As we bring you a Deals of the Week segment for this iBlock today, let me start by sharing that this segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplysafe.com/carry. Do you find yourself traveling more with summer here? Maybe while you're away, others have stayed at home. How about making sure your place is secure 24/7 and having some peace of mind? What does feeling truly safe at your place mean to you? Not just an alarm that sounds after a crisis, after your peace of mind is shattered. True security is having a system that is proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done, but simplysafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Their innovative Active Guard outdoor protection uses smart artificial intelligence cameras to spot suspicious activity outside your place and alert SimpliSafe's live monitoring agents, who can then see and speak directly to lurkers through the camera. They can also call for urgent police dispatch in an emergency. Now that's real proactive defense, stopping criminals before they get in your home or office. This is the level of protection you and those around you deserve. Don't put it off. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today, and get 50% off your system with professional monitoring. plus your first month free at simplysafe.com/carry. Or you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Simply Safe, by the way, is spelled with an I, S-I-M-P-L-I safe, simplysafe.com/carry. Well, believe it or not, even though summer is prime travel time for families, there are deals to be found, and here are a few. You may not know a French airline called La Compagnie. I don't speak French. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I'll spell it for you here. But they fly all business class airplanes from Newark Airport in New Jersey to Paris's Orly Airport to Nice, France, and to Milan, Italy's Malpensa Airport. And they're offering 25% off business class group flights to those destinations if you book by August 17th. So you got a few weeks. This offer extends through the fall and into the winter as late as January 31st. If you book a family of four or any group of four, you'll receive 25% off each ticket, which means you're getting four tickets for the price of three. Just go to La Compagnie, now it's spelled L-A-C-O-M-P-A-G-N-I-E. L-A-C-O-M-P-A-G-N-I-E. Just go to lacompagnie.com to find this deal. You should note that it is an all-business class airline, but they're not lie-flat seats like some of the major airlines, but they're a lot cheaper, and the seats go quite a ways back. And you have the advantage, if you're flying to Paris, of going to the in-town airport, Orly. A lot cheaper cab ride than coming from De Gaulle Airport. All right, second deal. How does Thailand for half price sound? Between now and the last day of October, a deal backed by the Thai government offers great savings on accommodations, meals, and tourism activities for both domestic and international visitors. The easiest way to access these deals is to download the Amazing Thailand mobile app. 500,000 of these packages are being offered, so don't put this off. You'll get specials in three major Thai cities and two secondary destinations in Thailand. That includes 50% off for accommodations weekdays, 40% off on weekends and public holidays. You'll also receive a coupon worth about $16 that can be applied over and over again to participating restaurants, shops, and other tourist attractions. Again, download the Amazing Thailand mobile app and check it out. I'm a big fan of Hyatt Hotels. Until the last day of October, members of the hotel's frequent guest program can earn triple Hyatt points at all Hyatt properties in Latin America and the Caribbean. Since Hyatt points are among the most valuable points in the hotel world, it's a sweet offer. Be sure to register for this bonus opportunity at Hyatt.com before you book. Do you fly JetBlue often? If so, if you can visit 15 JetBlue destinations before the last day of this year, flying there back and forth on JetBlue, of course, the airline will give you 150,000 extra TrueBlue points. Visit 20 destinations, you'll get 200,000 more TrueBlue points. 25 destinations, you'll get TrueBlue Mosaic status for life. Well, for 20 years anyway. Now, this does not work on their basic fare tickets, and of course, you must sign up at JetBlue's Frequent Flyer Program on their website before traveling. And just one last word, perhaps you're familiar with status matches. Maybe you have a unusually high status in an airline, like Delta or United or American. Well, airlines will often match your status. Competing airlines will match your status if you ask them. Right now, American is targeting Southwest and JetBlue passengers. But American Airlines will also match your Delta or United status if you have high status all the way through 2026. So if you've got status on an airline and you think United might be useful for you and you want to have high status on United, go on the website and ask them to match your status. You're going to have to show proof of the status you have in the competing airline, and you will enjoy United status equal to the status you have at your airline through 2026. I hope that's not too confusing. It's actually simpler than it sounds. Basically, they want you to leave the competition, and they're going to let you have elite status, which allows you early boarding and upgrades and more point miles per travel, miles traveled, and the usual. So that's called a status match, and American Airlines is inviting you to do that. We'll be right back with more travel talk right after this break. Don't touch that dial.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
I was just listening to Rudy last segment. Which one of those deals that he mentioned interests you the most, folks? If you grab one, let us know using the Contact Us tab on our show website. As Mary and I now reconnect with you from our New York City area studio for the J Block, we thought we'd answer some emails sent in to us, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Just in time for back to school, so they have the My Slippers. They are back, and they are just $39.98. That's a savings of $100. $110 as a listener of this show. And for kids going back to school, you might need some extra sleep for those long days. Classic My Pillows are only $19.98. The kitchen and bath towel sets are as low as $9.99. And as a show fan, when your order is over $100, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts.
You know, many of you listening are also enjoying the all-new Rev 7 energy drink. I mean, that product is a home run. Mike Lindell and the My Pillow team have joined the effort to make America healthy again. The new Rev 7 energy drink, well, it's powered by GoBHB. It contains no caffeine, no sugar. It's vegan. When you compare it to the other energy drinks that are out there, it beats them all across the board. No stimulants are here, folks, either. So order yours today. Use promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. You'll save 30%. They'll also send you a three-pack of the Rev 7 energy drink for you to try it out for free. MyPillow.com/CARY. Use code CARY. Get all the deals we just mentioned, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, email number one, Mary, we'll get right into this, is from Tori, who listens to us in Day Valley. That's our local Santa Cruz area affiliate, AM 1340 KOMY Radio. They're part of the Monterey DMA. Tori's message says to us, as I read this, I love tennis and enjoyed watching Wimbledon this year. Coming soon will be the U.S. Open. I'm considering going to one or both events next year. Can you connect me with a company that handles travel to tennis tournaments?
Well, Tori, I love tennis too. The U.S. Open is a great event. We've been to that several times. Highly recommend. And a company that we do like a lot, who specializes in all types of big sports travel, is Road Trips. Their president, Dave Gunther, has been on the show with us in the past. And Robert, maybe you know, but he's going to be, I believe he's coming up in the fall.
September 20th show is going to be.
There you go. Tonight. See, you always have the numbers ready at hand. I love it. And they're a go-to company you can trust for Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and a lot of other events like the Kentucky Derby, the Super Bowl, the Olympics, the Indy 500. Excellent company.
Yeah, a lot more. Well, by the way, the U.S. Open, I also look, Mayor, another number, 22 mm-hmm. days it starts.
So, all right, yeah. 22 days.
Yeah. Website, Tori, it's roadtrips.com, roadtrips.com. By the way, they also handle the Masters, Monaco Grand Prix, Las Vegas Grand Prix. I mean, if sports and travel is your thing, well, they've got you covered for sure. All right, email number two today is from Laura, and she actually is with our local affiliate in Dothan, Alabama. That's FM 103.9 WDBT Radio. She wrote asking, I find your national travel show to be very informative and helpful. I'm working on putting together a road trip starting in Phoenix, Arizona, driving north to Sedona and the Grand Canyon, and from there we'll likely head east on I-40 to Oklahoma City before cutting south to the Fort Worth area. She's got her map all planned out. I love
she
that.
She does. So very organized.
I want to see the great scenic and historic offerings along that amazing corridor and what's left of the great Mother Road, Route 66. Do you know a good guide for must-see attractions in these areas? Well, Laura, we love this trip that you're planning. Every city you mentioned, by the way, the show is heard, so we hope you'll make this program part of your road trip. And your trip nicely fit into the travel polls that we just discussed at the top of the show today. Mary, I know you've been eager to answer Laura's question, so what do you have for
me? I have. So, Laura, we want to go with you on this trip. I think it sounds like a fantastic itinerary, and I definitely have a guide for you. This is an award-winning couples guide. They do a lot of travel content on American road trips. It's called ValerieValise.com, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Valise, V-A-L-I-S-E.com. Search for I-40 roadside attractions, and up's going to come a really concise list of 21 attractions and a very helpful map. I would definitely urge you to try to stop in Amarillo, Texas and see Cadillac Ranch. You'll see why I'm saying that when you take a closer look at what it is. And Palo Duro Canyon State Park, you're already going to the Grand Canyon. This state park is our country's second largest canyon to the Grand Canyon. Highly suggest that as well. And I always like to recommend moon guides. We feature them a lot on the show. They are very concise. I really like those guides, and they have guides on Route 66. And okay. Your trip sounds amazing. Have a great one. Let us know.
Absolutely let us know. So, you know, listen, I'm sure you've been hearing us talk about America's 250 celebration, Laura, and finding ways to experience how great our country is. Route 66 is turning 100 in the year ahead as well, so that's a double celebration, a double reason to go enjoy our nation and the Mother Road. I mention that because not too far from Oklahoma City, in Clinton, Oklahoma, is the Route 66 Museum. Put that on your list. Email number three today is from Mason, who listens to us in Big Chimney, West Virginia, which means he hears the show on our local Charleston affiliate, AM 580, FM 104.5, and FM 96.5 WCHS Radio. They were part of the NCF today. He's written, this year we've decided to do a leaf-peeping trip up to New England, and I'm going to rent an SUV with a panoramic sunroof so we can see as much as possible. Mm-hmm. We'll do this trip in early October, but I'm looking to book things now. Any suggestions you could provide, we'd be much obliged.
Oh, Mary? Sure. So it's always tough to know what Mother Nature has in store for leaf season. However, a place to consider, this will be my first choice, 130 miles west of Boston, surrounded by the mountains, are the Berkshires. One of the most scenic places for fall foliage in New England. Plus, it's a great area. Lots of lodging and dining options. World-class entertainment. It's going to be less crowded in the fall, too. It's really popular in the summer for music.
Yeah, but I'll throw out Acadia National Park in Maine, another strong contender. Certainly,
one,
it covers 50,000 acres along the Rocky Coast part of the state. The Acadia All-American Roads, great. Bar Harbor's nearby. It's a top place to go. I'm kind of humored, actually, that Mason is going leaf peeping in the Northeast. I mean, the Blue Ridge Mountains there and that Central Parkway, Miriam, that's gorgeous.
Well, maybe Mason's done that before.
Maybe he has. All right, no email number four today from us, but keep sending us your questions and comments at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Thank you, Tori, Mason, and Laura. Now, there's just one more week to go before we depart for Vancouver to catch up with the Seabourn Quest and kick off the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. Until you hear our voices again next Saturday, August 2nd from 10 to noon Eastern, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors, and thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.